This is your local news report. I'm Dave Andrews. As we reported yesterday, Stanley Chamber of Commerce held their annual meeting and awards banquet and also handed out their Small Business of the Year award. And here is Dr. John Edomite, president of Stanley Community College, with the presentation for that award.
My name is John Edomite. I have the honor of being president at Stanley Community College, and it really is an honor to present the 2024 Small Business of the Year Award. Small businesses are a critical component to the backbone of our local economy, and the Chamber recognizes those that not only succeed in business, but give back to the community. And there are many small businesses and large businesses that give back significantly to our community. And Richie's Pizzeria, owned by Dave and Janie Emmerich, has been a staple in Locust since 2010, offering delicious, high-quality food while fostering a sense of community. Their commitment to service extends beyond the restaurant doors, though. Dave has been a dedicated supporter of numerous local organizations and actively serves with the West Stanley Rotary Club, where he helps fund college scholarships for Stanley County students. Their business has also been a launch pad for the next generation. Their son grew up working in the restaurant, and one now carries on the family culinary traditions as a trained chef at a prestigious 3-Michelin-star restaurant. At this time, I'm proud to recognize Dave and Janie Emmerich, owners of Enrici's Pizzeria, as the 2024 Small Business of the Year.
This is awesome. Thank you very much. I appreciate being voted this award by the board and the chamber. Love the chamber, love Stanley County. Since we've been here, we've had a couple of relatively modest goals. We want to get better each day at being a restaurant. We want to get better each day at figuring out how to help the community. And I appreciate that this award recognizes that those modest goals added up to something. I'd also like to thank the people who made this possible. My wife is in the back. Her name is Janie Emmerich. And the store managers are there too, Brianna Fidler, the general manager, and also Caitlin Page and Aaron Forsyth. So thank you again. I hate to use this word, but I'm really tickled.
Immediate past chair of the Stanley Chamber of Commerce, Will Honeycup, introduce the Business of the Year. And here he is with that presentation.
It is my honor tonight to present the award for the 2024 Business of the Year. The criteria for this award includes that the business, it is my honor tonight to let everyone know that the recipient of that award is going to go to BRS Incorporated of Richfield. You may not know this, what BRS stands for. It stands for Bradford, Ruby, and Sons. Bradford made it clear to me in a conversation that I had with him that if you take Ruby out of the equation, all you're left with is BS. I'm sure. In addition to their thriving business, Matt and John Barringer founded the Sawtooth Oak Farms Hunts, which are dedicated to raising funds for adaptive equipment that enhances the lives of disabled individuals. They do 2 hunts per year, where disabled individuals from all over the country come to hunt deer or turkey, and the money raised goes to providing adaptive equipment so that everyone can enjoy hunting and being outdoors. They are truly a family that gives back to their employees and to us in Stanley County. So at this time, if you would help me welcome Bradford and Ruby Barringer, the Barringer family, and BRS.
Thank you for that. But other than that, it's just an honor to be recognized by the hometown folks. It's just unusual that, because we don't really do much work right here in Stanley County. Most of you have no idea what we do at all.
The Stanley County Board of Education will meet for a work session on Wednesday, March 12th, beginning at 9 a.m. in the administrative offices located at 723 Aquedale Road in Albemarle. The meeting will be held in open and closed session and to discuss the acquisition of real property. The Special Olympics of Stanley County held their polar plunge at Baden Lake on Saturday, and we caught up with a young participant getting ready to jump in the lake, and here she is. So what's your name?
Juliet Brown.
And you're getting ready to jump in the lake, is that right?
Yes.
Are you ready for this? Have you done this before?
No.
In the wintertime?
Mm-mm.
Although it's a really nice day today, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'll check with you after you take the plunge and see how you did, okay?
Okay.
After that, it was time for the countdown.
Ready on the right!
Ready!
After that, we caught up with our young polar plunger and see how she did. Oh, how was that? You're back.
It was good.
Was it too cold or was it just about right?
It was too cold.
Too cold, huh? Well, congratulations. Good for you.
Thank you.
I caught up with some young teens afterwards and see what they thought about jumping in the lake. So, who do we got here? What's your name?
I'm Lena Pressler. I'm Miss Valentine's team.
I'm Kim Reefer.
And I'm Cody.
And so, how was the water today?
It was very, very, very cold.
Very cold.
It was pretty cold. Yeah. It was pretty cold. Yeah.
Well, you did real good. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And at your local news report in the newsroom, I'm Dave Andrews. And if you have news, email us at news@1010wsbc.com.
Your Weather Center forecast for Albemarle and Stanley County. Sunny and warm today with a high in the low 70s. Clear skies continue tonight with a low near 40. More sunshine on Wednesday. Highs reaching the upper 70s. Clouds increase late in the week. This forecast is brought to you by Desco, where you can get anything electrical. Online at Desco Inc.